Once upon a time, in a small, cozy house, at the edge of a bustling village, lived a little girl named Zara. Zara was adventurous and curious, always exploring and imagining the most wonderful things. One day, while playing in her bedroom, she made a magical discovery. The old carpet, which had been in her family for generations, could fly. At first, Zara could hardly believe it. She tentatively stepped onto the carpet, whispering the first thing that came to mind.
Fly.
To her amazement, the carpet lifted gently off the ground. But her excitement soon turned to chaos. Zara didn't know how to steer her newfound mode of transport. She zoomed around her room, knocking over ornaments, tables, and chairs. The family cat, startled by the commotion, jumped out of the way just in time. Determined to take her adventure outside, Zara tried to navigate the carpet through the house. It was no easy task. She bumped into walls and narrowly missed a precious vase. Finally, she made it to the garden, but her flight was far from smooth. Before she knew it, splash! She had driven the carpet straight into her family's garden pond. The carpet, now too wet to fly, lay in the garden looking sad and soggy. Zara, soaked but undeterred, ran to her parents to tell them about her extraordinary adventure. Her parents were shocked, but listened with wide eyes as Zara recounted her tale. Her mother, trying to hide a smile, took the carpet and gave it a good wash, hanging it up to dry in the warm sun. "Maybe you're still a little too young to be driving carpets," she said gently. Zara nodded, understanding that some adventures require a bit more experience. In the days that followed, Zara often glanced at the carpet drying in the sun and imagined the places they could go together. She read books about flying and even made a little map of all the destinations she dreamt of visiting. Her parents saw her dedication and decided to teach her more about responsibility and the importance of preparation. They explained that every adventure requires planning and care, especially when it involves something as unusual as a flying carpet. Zara listened intently, absorbing every word. She realized that being adventurous wasn't just about diving headfirst into the unknown, but also about knowing how to navigate it safely. And so, dear listener, the moral of our story is that adventure and exploration are wonderful, but they come with the responsibility of preparation and care. It's important to learn and understand before we leap into the unknown. Good night, little dreamer. As you close your eyes and drift into sleep, may your dreams be filled with magical carpets and wondrous adventures. But remember, the greatest adventures are those we're ready for. sleep tight and let your imagination soar safely into the night. Once upon a time, in a quiet town where the nights were especially starry, lived a little boy named Leo. Leo had a special talent. He loved to tell jokes. He believed that laughter was the key to happiness, and he wanted to share that joy with everyone. Even the moon. Every night, before Leo went to sleep, he would stand by his window, look up at the moon, and rehearse his newest joke.
"Why did the teddy bear say no to dessert?"
he'd ask with a giggle, pausing for effect.
"Because he was stuffed,"
he'd shout, and then if you listen closely, you could hear a soft chuckle drifting down from the moon. One night, Leo had a particularly funny joke.
"What do you get when you cross a snowman and a dog?"
he asked the moon, waiting a beat.
"Frostbite,"
he exclaimed, and the laughter that followed seemed louder than usual, echoing softly through the night. Leo's parents often heard him talking to the moon and wondered about his nightly ritual. When they asked him about it, Leo explained,
"Loves jokes. Every night I can hear it laughing. It's my way of saying goodnight."
Curious, his parents decided to listen in one night. Leo, unaware of his audience, delivered his joke of the evening.
"Why don't scientists trust atoms anymore?"
He paused dramatically.
"Because they make up everything."
This time, not only did the moon seem to laugh, but his parents did too, joining in the magical moment. Encouraged by his secret audience, Leo continued to share his jokes each night, making it his mission to collect the funniest jokes he could find.
"How does the ocean say hello?"
he pondered aloud another evening.
"It waves."
And the moon's laughter was joined by the gentle rustling of the trees and the distant hoot of an owl, all sharing in the joy. As Leo grew, so did his repertoire of jokes, each one bringing a smile to the knight's face. His parents supported his unique talent, even giving him a joke book to fill with his own creations, and those he gathered from friends, books, and his imagination. One evening, as the stars twinkled like a chorus, waiting for their cue, Leo shared a heartfelt joke.
"What did one wall say to the other wall?"
he asked softly.
"I'll meet you at the corner."
That night, the laughter seemed to fill the whole sky, as if the moon and the stars
were sharing a private joke of their own. And so, dear listener, the moral of our story is that joy and laughter are gifts to be shared, even with the moon. Laughter has a way of connecting us, bringing light to the darkest nights and warmth to the coldest hearts. Good night, little dreamer. As you close your eyes and drift off to sleep, remember that your laughter is a beacon of joy, reaching even the furthest corners of the sky. May your dreams be filled with laughter, and may you always find a reason to smile. Once upon a time, in the lush, green heart of the jungle, there lived a tiny crocodile named Snap. Unlike the other crocodiles, who were big and intimidating, Snap was small. But what he lacked in size, he made up for with his feisty attitude. He was known throughout the jungle for his sharp bark, which was far worse than his bite. Snap! Snap! He'd go at anyone who came too close, making even the bravest animals think twice. Snap grew up believing that to be respected, he needed to be angry and fearsome. "I may be small, but I am mighty," he'd say, snapping at leaves, at the water, and even at his reflection. But deep down, Snap felt lonely. Every time he'd lash out, he'd notice the other animals whispering and moving away, leaving him by himself. One sunny day, as Snap was practicing his fiercest snarl by the riverbank, he met a friendly otter named Olive. Olive wasn't scared of Snap's snarls or snaps. Instead, she laughed and splashed water in his direction, inviting him to play. Snap was taken aback. No one had ever dared to approach him so fearlessly, let alone invite him to have fun. At first, Snap tried to scare Olive away with his usual snap, snap. But Olive simply smiled and said, "You know, being loud and scary doesn't make you strong. True strength comes from being kind and making friends." Snap stopped snapping. He had never considered this before. The thought of not having to put on a tough front was both strange and liberating. As the days passed, Snap and Olive spent more time together. They played in the river, raced through the lush jungle, and shared stories under the moonlight. For the first time, Snap didn't feel the need to snap at anyone. He felt happy, genuinely happy, without having to prove himself to be big and bad. Snap began to change. He smiled more, laughed often, and his usual snap, snap became a rare sound. The other animals noticed this change too. They no longer avoided him. Instead, they joined Snap and Olive in their games. Realizing that Snap wasn't the fearsome crocodile he had pretended to be. One day, as Snap lay basking in the sun, surrounded by friends, he reflected on how much happier he was now. "I've learned that being a crocodile isn't about being big and bad. It's about being myself. And I'm happiest when I'm small and happy," he mused. And so, dear listener, the moral of our story is that true strength lies not in how big and fearsome we appear, but in the kindness of our hearts and the friendships we build. It's okay to be different, for it's our differences that make us special. Good night, little dreamer. As you drift off to sleep, remember that you don't have to be the biggest or the loudest to be loved and respected. Just like Snap, you can be small, happy, and still wonderfully you. Good night, and may your dreams be filled with joyful adventures and the warmth of true friendship. Once upon a time, in a small, sunlit town, filled with the laughter of children and the gentle hum of nature, there lived a little girl named Emma. Emma had a big heart and an even bigger smile. But lately, her smile seemed a little less bright. Her big brother, Alex, whom she adored more than anyone else in the world, had gone off to college, leaving a quiet space in Emma's world. Every day, as Emma went about her routine, going to school, doing her homework, playing in the yard, she felt the absence of her brother keenly. She missed his jokes, his stories, and the way he made everything seem like an adventure. But something curious began to happen. One day, Emma found a tiny paper bunny tucked into her lunchbox. It was intricately folded, with delicate ears and a cute little nose. Emma couldn't help but smile, wondering where it had come from. The next day, she found another paper bunny peeking out of her school bag, and then another in her math book, each one as carefully crafted as the last. With every bunny she found, Emma felt a warm glow in her heart. She collected them, placing them on her bedside table, so they were the last thing she saw at night and the first thing she saw in the morning. But the mystery of where they were coming from puzzled her. One sunny afternoon, as Emma was about to close her science book, she noticed something different about one of the paper bunnies. It felt slightly heavier. Curious, she carefully unfolded the bunny, revealing a hidden message inside. It was from Alex. "Hey, little sis," it read. "Don't miss me too much. My paper bunnies will watch over you while I'm away. Love, Alex." Tears of joy and surprise filled Emma's eyes. All this time, Alex had been sending her these paper bunnies to remind her of his love and presence. Even though he was far away, he had found a way to stay close to her heart. From that day on, every paper bunny became a treasure, a message of love, and a reminder that distance could never dim the bond between Emma and her brother. She knew that no matter where life took them, they would always be there for each other, in thought, in spirit, and in paper bunnies. And so, dear listener, the moral of our story is that love knows no distance. It finds a way. Bending and folding into our lives in the most unexpected forms, reminding us that we are never truly apart from those we hold dear. Good night, little dreamer. As you snuggle into your bed, remember that love is all around you, in whispers of the wind, in the warmth of the sun, and sometimes in little paper bunnies. Once upon a time, in a little town surrounded by fields and forests, there lived a spirited little boy named Max. Max was adventurous and bold, always eager to explore the world around him. His big sister, Molly, was his hero. She was fearless and could climb the highest trees with ease, something Max admired deeply. One sunny afternoon, Max watched in awe as Molly climbed their favourite tree in the backyard. She moved with such grace and confidence, reaching the top in no time. When she climbed down, her face was alight with joy. "Maybe when you're older, Max," she said, patting him on the head with a laugh. Those words, meant to be gentle, lit a fire in Max's heart. Determined to prove her wrong, he decided he would climb the tree too. The next day, while everyone was busy inside, Max snuck out to the tree. He looked up at its towering branches. He took a deep breath and began to climb. At first, it was exciting. He felt like a true adventurer. But as he went higher, the branches became harder to reach. And suddenly, Max found himself stuck. No matter how he tried, he couldn't climb up or down. He was too scared to call for help, fearing he'd get in trouble for not listening to Molly. So Max waited in the tree, his heart thumping in his chest, hoping someone would find him. As he sat there, he began to realize that maybe Molly was right. Maybe some things did require patience and growth. Maybe he shouldn't have been so stubborn. It felt like an eternity before his parents found him. They were worried, but relieved to see him safe. With their help, Max climbed down, vowing never to underestimate the tree again. Years passed, and Max grew taller and stronger. He and Molly would often walk past the tree, laughing about the time he got stuck. Max had learned many things since then, but that day remained a fond memory, a reminder of his impatience and determination. One evening, as the sun began to set, painting the sky in shades of orange and pink, Max and Molly walked past the tree once more. This time, Max suggested they climb it together. One last time. Molly smiled, and together they ascended into the branches, reaching the top with ease. Sitting side by side, they watched the sunset, the world below bathed in golden light. And in that moment, Max realized the true lesson wasn't just about climbing trees, but about growing up, learning from mistakes, and the enduring bond of siblings. And so, dear listener, the moral of our story is that patience and time teach us what impatience and haste cannot. It's okay to dream big and reach high, but some things come with growth and understanding. Good night, little dreamer. As you nestle into your bed, remember that every challenge is a step towards growth, and every mistake is a lesson in disguise. Dream of climbing trees and conquering mountains, but know that the journey is just as important as the destination. Once upon a time, in a dense, vibrant forest where the sunlight danced through the leaves and the air buzzed with the melody of life, there lived a curious fox named Felix. Felix was unlike any other fox in the forest. He had a peculiar way of seeing the world, a way that made every day an adventure. One bright morning, while exploring the edge of the forest, Felix discovered something fascinating. If he stood on his head, with his bushy tail waving in the air, and his legs wobbling slightly. The world looked completely different. Trees seemed to grow from the sky. The clouds felt like fluffy grass under his paws, and the birds flew below him. Felix was delighted. "The world's a better place when you're upside down," he exclaimed, giggling at his upside-down view. He spent hours that way, marvelling at how different everything looked from his new perspective. Eventually, Felix's friends came looking for him. When they found him, with his bottom in the air, they were puzzled and couldn't help but laugh. "Felix, what are you doing?" they asked, trying to stifle their giggles. Felix, undeterred by their amusement, urged them to try it for themselves. "You'll see. Everything's more fun upside down," he promised, his voice muffled by the grass. One day, with hesitant curiosity, Felix's friends attempted to mimic his pose. There were tumbles and clumsy flips, but soon all of them were looking at the world upside down. And just like Felix said, everything seemed funnier, brighter, and more interesting. The forest they thought they knew so well transformed into a place of wonder and laughter. Trees tickled the sky, the ground became a ceiling, and every leaf seemed to shine a little brighter. They laughed together, their laughter echoing through the forest, a sound as joyful and carefree as the wind. From that day forward, Felix and his friends would often be found with their tails in the air, exploring their upside-down world. They discovered that changing their perspective, even in the simplest ways, could turn the ordinary into the extraordinary. So, dear listener, the moral of our story is that sometimes looking at things from a different perspective can open up a world of joy and laughter. It reminds us that there's always another way to see the world, and often it's more fun than we might think. Good night, little dreamer. As you close your eyes and drift off to sleep, imagine the world from a new angle. Dream of adventures and laughter, of forests where trees touch the sky, and where the world is a playground of wonders. Remember, sometimes all it takes is a little flip to see the beauty and fun that surrounds us. Once upon a time, in a forest filled with whispers of leaves and the soft footsteps of its inhabitants, there lived a gentle bear named Bubba. Bubba was a bear of simple pleasures. He loved to bask in the sun, wade in the cool streams, and most of all, enjoy the sweet taste of honey. One morning, Bubba woke up feeling a little different. There was a lightness on his head, a feeling he couldn't quite place. Gently reaching up, he was surprised to find a bird had built a nest right on top of his head. Inside, a few tiny eggs lay snug and warm. Bubba, always the gentle giant, didn't want to disturb the little bird or its future family. But he was in quite the pickle. How could he go about his day without disturbing the nest? As Bubba sat pondering his dilemma, trying to move as little as possible, a tiny mouse named Mika scurried by. Noticing Bubba's unusual stillness, Mika approached him with a curious glance. Bubba whispered his predicament to Mika, who listened intently before a spark of an idea lit up in her eyes.
"Why don't you wait until the birds are asleep? Then you can gently move them into a tree," Mika suggested with a wise nod.
Bubba thought it was a splendid idea and decided to wait until nighttime, when the birds would be fast asleep. However, as the sun dipped below the horizon, casting the forest in a blanket of stars, Bubba too found himself drifting off to sleep, lulled by the peaceful night sounds. He had completely forgotten about the nest atop his head. When morning came, Bubba stretched and yawned. A big bear yawn that shook the leaves around him. He suddenly remembered the nest and panicked, fearing he might have disturbed the little family. But to his surprise and relief, the nest was no longer on his head. Looking around in confusion, Bubba soon spotted the nest safely nestled in a nearby tree. Mika, seeing Bubba's bewildered expression, explained how she and her friends had carefully moved the nest while he slept, ensuring the bird family remained safe and undisturbed. Overwhelmed with gratitude, Bubba thanked Mika and her friends. He ventured off to find some honey, the sweetest he could find, to thank the tiny mouse, who had become his best friend. From that day forward, Bubba and Mika shared many adventures, always looking out for one another in the big, wide forest they called home. So, dear listener, the moral of our story is that kindness and friendship come in all shapes and sizes. It's through helping each other that we build bonds that last a lifetime. No matter how big or small the gesture may seem. Good night, little dreamer. As you nestle into your cozy bed, think of Bubba and Mika and the unexpected friendship that grew from a simple act of kindness. May your dreams be filled with the warmth of friendship and the joy of helping others.
Once upon a time, in the heart of a lush bamboo forest, where the air was filled with the scent of fresh leaves and the gentle rustle of life, lived two red pandas named Pete and Pepper. Pete and Pepper were the best of friends, spending their days exploring the dense canopy and sharing in the simple joys of the forest. One day, as the sun filtered through the leaves, casting the forest in a warm golden light, Pepper seemed a bit quieter than usual. Sensing his friend's mood, Pete ambled over and sat beside him on a sturdy branch. "What's wrong, Pepper?" Pete asked, his concern evident in his gentle eyes. Pepper looked up, a small sigh escaping his lips.
"I've been thinking, Pete. What does it cost to give someone a hug?"
he mused, his gaze drifting to the fluttering leaves above. Pete pondered Pepper's question for a moment. The forest around them alive with the whispers of nature. "Well," Pete finally replied, "a hug costs absolutely nothing, but its value is beyond measure." Pepper tilted his head, puzzled by Pete's response. Seeing his friend's confusion, Pete continued, "You see, Pepper, when you give someone a hug, you're not just wrapping your arms around them. You're sharing warmth, offering comfort, and telling them they're not alone. And in return, you feel happy, loved, and connected. A hug is a gift that keeps giving." Understanding dawned on Pepper's face, a soft smile spreading across his features. Encouraged by Pete's words, he leaned in and wrapped his arms around Pete in a gentle embrace. The forest seemed to stand still for a moment, enveloping the two friends in a peaceful silence. From that day on, Pete and Pepper made it their mission to share hugs with their forest friends. They hugged the birds that sang in the morning, the squirrels that darted through the trees, and even the shy butterflies that fluttered in the sunlight. With each hug, they spread joy and warmth throughout the forest, weaving a tapestry of friendship and kindness that touched every heart. As time passed, Pete and Pepper learned that the simplest gestures, like giving a hug, could bridge gaps, heal wounds, and bring the forest community closer together. They discovered the true richness of life lay not in the material, but in the connections they shared and the love they spread. And so, dear listener, the moral of our tale is that the simplest acts of kindness, like giving a hug, cost nothing, but bring immeasurable joy and connection. It's through these gestures that we find the true beauty of life, in the warmth we share and the friendships we cherish. Good night, little dreamer. As you snuggle into your cozy nest, remember the story of Pete and Pepper,
and the priceless value of a hug. May your dreams be filled with the warmth of friendship and the gentle embrace of love. Good night, and may you wake to a world as kind and caring as the one or two red pandas found in each other. Once upon a time, in a small, cozy house filled with the scent of paint and the warmth of sunshine through every window, there lived a little girl named Lizzie. Lizzie had big dreams and an even bigger heart, especially when it came to art. She wanted nothing more than to be a famous artist, just like her grandma, whom she admired above all. Lizzie's grandma was her hero, a brilliant artist whose paintings filled their home with colour and life. Lizzie spent countless hours sitting by her grandma's side, watching in awe as she transformed blank canvases into breathtaking landscapes or vivid portraits. To Lizzie, her grandma's talent was magic, and she aspired to wield a paintbrush with the same grace and skill. As the years passed, Lizzie's passion for art only grew. She practiced every day, her grandma always there to guide her, sharing secrets of the trade and encouraging her to dream big. Lizzie's heart was set. She would follow in her grandma's footsteps and become a famous artist, sharing the beauty she saw in the world with everyone. But as all stories go, time brought change. Lizzie grew up, and her grandma grew older. One day, while rummaging through the attic, Lizzie stumbled upon a box filled with photos. To her astonishment, she recognised the scenes in the photos as the same ones in her grandma's paintings. Each painting was not born from a blank canvas, but from a photograph, over which her grandma had lovingly painted, adding colours, textures, and life to capture moments. At first, Lizzie felt a wave of confusion. Her grandma, the famous artist, had never created original paintings, but instead transformed photographs into works of art. As she sat amidst the scattered photos and paintings, a realization washed over her. Her grandma had never intended to become a famous artist. Instead, she had pretended, weaving a tale of artistic fame to inspire Lizzie, to nurture her passion for art, and to share something they both loved deeply. This revelation didn't diminish Lizzie's admiration for her grandma. Instead, it deepened it. She understood the love and sacrifice her grandma had made, pretending to be something she wasn't, just to see Lizzie's dreams take flight. Lizzie's grandma had given her the greatest gift of all, the belief in the beauty of her dreams and the courage to pursue them. Inspired by her grandma's love and creativity, Lizzie dedicated herself to her art with renewed passion and purpose. She became a famous artist, not just for her talent, but for the stories her art told. Stories of love, inspiration, and the bond between a little girl and her grandma. And so, dear listener, the moral of our story is that inspiration can come from the most unexpected places, and the greatest artists are not always those who create from nothing, but those who inspire others to create. Love, encouragement, and belief in one another are the true masterpieces of life. Good night, little dreamer. As you close your eyes, let the story of Lizzie and her grandma inspire you to chase your dreams with all your heart. Remember, the most beautiful art is born from love, and in love, we find the greatest inspiration of all. Once upon a time, in a bustling town filled with the laughter of children and the chime of bicycle bells, there lived a little boy named Jake. Jake had a passion, a hobby that consumed his afternoons and filled his dreams with adventure: collecting monster cards. These weren't just any cards. They were vibrant, filled with mythical creatures and powerful beasts, each with their own unique abilities and stories. Jake's collection was the envy of every kid in the neighborhood. He had cards from every set, rare ones that shimmered in the sunlight, and even a few legendary cards that were whispered about in the playground. His dedication to collecting them all was unmatched. But as his collection grew, so did a problem he hadn't anticipated. There were so many cards that Jake began to forget which ones he had. He found himself buying duplicates, and his once joyous hobby started to feel overwhelming. One sunny afternoon, while Jake was trying to organize his vast collection, his friend Mia dropped by. She noticed the monster cards scattered everywhere, and the look of frustration on Jake's face.
"Why don't you play with them instead of keeping them locked away?"
she suggested, picking up a card to admire its artwork. Jake was taken aback. He had been so focused on collecting every card that he had never considered actually playing with them. The thought of using his precious cards in a game, risking them getting bent or worn, had always seemed unthinkable. But as he watched Mia's eyes light up with excitement at the colourful creatures and imagined battles, a realisation dawned on him. Maybe the true magic of his collection wasn't in having the most cards, or the rarest ones. Perhaps it was in the stories they could tell, the adventures they could embark on, and the fun they could bring when shared with friends. With a newfound resolve, Jake decided to bring his collection out of the shadows. He invited his friends over for a monster card game day. Together, they battled mythical creatures, forged alliances, and embarked on quests that spanned the living room carpet and beyond. Laughter and cheers filled the air, breathing life into the once dormant cards. Jake kept his most cherished cards stored away, but the rest were now part of something bigger. They were no longer just pieces of cardboard in a box. They were gateways to shared adventures and cherished memories. In the end, Jake learned that while collecting was fun, sharing and playing with his cards brought him a joy he had never known. He had caught them all, but the greatest catch was the friendship and fun that came with sharing his passion. And so, dear listener, the moral of our story is that sometimes the joy of a hobby comes not from the collection itself, but from the experiences it brings and the connections it fosters with others. Good night, little dreamer. As you drift off to sleep, think of the hobbies and passions that fill your life. Remember, it's not just about the things we gather, but the memories we create and the friends we share them with. Once upon a time, in a cozy little house, nestled at the end of a quiet street, there lived a lively little boy named Sam. Sam was full of energy, always running, jumping, and exploring the world around him. But one chilly morning, Sam woke up feeling not quite himself. His head ached, his throat was sore, and he felt so tired, even though he had just woken up.
What?
Concerned, Sam's daddy came to his room and sat by his bed.
Sam, my boy, if you're feeling sick, you need to go back to bed,
he said gently, placing his hand on Sam's forehead. It was warm, a sure sign that Sam needed rest. Sam's parents sprang into action. His mummy made him a bowl of warm, soothing soup, while his daddy wrapped him up in his softest blankets, making sure he was comfortable and snug in his bed. Then they took turns reading him his favourite bedtime stories, their familiar words, a comforting balm to his weary body. Sam listened, his eyelids growing heavier with each story, until at last he drifted off to sleep.
the gentle sound of his parents' voices, guiding him into peaceful dreams. The next day, Sam woke up feeling much better. His energy had returned, and the sickness that had clouded his day was gone. Chased away by rest and care. But as Sam bounded out of bed, ready to take on the day, he noticed his daddy looked pale and tired. Struggling to get ready for work. Remembering the care and advice his parents had given him, Sam approached his daddy with concern.
"Daddy, if you're feeling sick, you need to go back to bed," he said,
echoing the words his daddy had told him just the day before. Sam's daddy paused, looking down at his son, a smile spreading across his face.
"You know what, son? You are right. If I go to work, I may get more people sick."
It was a moment of realization, a reminder of the simple wisdom in taking care of oneself and others. Sam and his mummy quickly set to work, making a comforting bowl of soup for Daddy and tucking him in to bed, just as they had done for Sam. They read stories, shared laughter, and made sure Daddy had everything he needed to rest and recover. And so, the little house at the end of the street was filled with love, care, and the gentle reminder that sometimes the best medicine is a warm bowl of soup, a cozy bed, and the loving presence of family. Good night, little dreamer. As you snuggle down into your bed, remember the simple wisdom of taking care of yourself and those you love. May your dreams be peaceful, and when you awake, may you feel refreshed and ready to embrace the day. Good night, and may the care you give always find its way back to you. Once upon a time, in the bustling hallways of a Green Meadow Elementary, where laughter and chatter filled the air, there lived a story of friendship and understanding that began with a simple gesture. Danny, a kind-hearted boy known for his infectious smile and boundless curiosity, encountered something new one bright Monday morning. A new child, Alex, had joined his class. Alex was different. He couldn't talk like the other kids. Instead, he sat quietly at his desk, his eyes observant, taking in the whirlwind of activity around him. First, Danny didn't know how to approach Alex. He wanted to make him feel welcome, but found the barrier of communication daunting. The more Danny watched Alex, the more he noticed little things Alex would often give a thumbs up or a thumbs down in response to questions from the teacher. A simple yet effective way of expressing himself. Inspired by this, Danny saw a bridge to a new friendship. He started using thumbs up and thumbs down to communicate with Alex during class activities, asking if he liked a book or if he wanted to play at recess. To his delight, Alex responded with bright smiles and enthusiastic thumbs up, and their unique conversation blossomed. As their friendship grew, Danny became more curious about Alex's world. He learned that Alex used sign language to communicate, a beautiful, expressive language that spoke through hands instead of voices. Danny was fascinated, and with Alex as his guide, he began to learn sign language too. Their friendship became a beacon of inclusivity. The other children, seeing Danny and Alex's bond, were drawn to the warmth and openness between them. The classroom transformed, becoming a place where differences were celebrated and communication barriers were joyously dismantled. Danny and Alex, through their unspoken understanding and shared smiles, taught their classmates a valuable lesson. Friendship doesn't always need words. Sometimes it's a thumbs up, a sign, or a gesture of kindness that speaks the loudest. And so, dear listener, the moral of our story is that friendship knows no boundaries. It teaches us to look beyond our differences and find new ways to connect and understand each other. It shows us that with a little patience and a lot of heart, we can find common ground with anyone. Good night, little dreamer. As you drift off to sleep, think of the friendships that have touched your life, the gestures of kindness that speak volumes, and the beauty of learning to communicate in new ways. May your dreams be filled with the joy of understanding and the warmth of companionship. Good night, and remember, a simple thumbs up can be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.